This is MSO NewsSports.com. Bill Newell with Mark Betancourt, head football coach at Peabody High School. Mark, you're getting ready for your first scrimmage today against Bishop Fenwick. How's the team looking?
Like everybody else. The first 3 days, you only wear helmets. So all we've really had to gauge on how tough our team is the last couple of days, Thursdays and Fridays, doubles. But we're very pleased with the effort that the kids are putting in and the shape that they came into camp with.
The team this year, what did you lose off of last year's team, and how does that, what are the holes that you have to fill?
Offensively, we lost quite a bit. We lost our entire offensive line. We lost our tight end. We lost our quarterback. We lost our split end. Basically, we have two guys returning that had significant time, both of them running backs. So we're going to kind of gear our offense around what our new strengths are. Last year with the big offensive line, we did a lot of running. This year, with the inexperience in our offensive line, we'll find different ways to try to move the ball.
Right. Is there a battle at quarterback this year?
I say the front runner right now has to be last year's JV quarterback, junior Matt D'Amato. Real good athlete. Plays in the baseball team. Plays in the basketball team. We'll try to use his athleticism the best we can to make it work.
Doug Santos, how's he looking this year? What does he do during the offseason, too?
This offseason was different than last. Last offseason, he kind of worked out on his own. This year, he was going to a lot of college camps and clinics, and he played for USA Football for a week down in Washington, D.C., and he's had a bunch of exposure camps that have kept him in shape, plus the work that he does on his own. He's a workhorse. He knows that he's going to be looked upon to carry the load. Similar to what he did last year. Last year he didn't know he was going to be carrying the load with a couple of injuries he was forced to. This year he walks in, he's going to be expected to carry the ball, 25, 30 times a game. I think he's done a great job preparing himself for that.
Who are some leaders on defense that you're going to be counting on?
The three big ones got to be our middle linebacker, Frank Falco. This is his third year going to be in our starting lineup. And a couple of our pretty hard-hitting DBs would be Cam Cadero and John Villani. You throw in their senior Ugi Okinawa, a couple of junior linebackers, and Jake Doherty and Francisco Mendoza. Gives yourself a pretty good core and the defensive secondary. The question is going to be with that big offensive line graduating. Fortunately, the defensive line graduated too, with the exception of Hunter Jocelyn. We're going to have some experience on defensive line, but our coaches are doing a great job finding the right guys for the right spots.
Well, when you have a program rolling, you graduate linemen, you often can replace them, effectively. But it's still not easy to lose skilled players like you had on that line.
Well, the big thing that we use the motto in our baseball program here at Peabody High, we try not to use the word rebuild. We prefer to use the word reload. We think we do a nice job with our younger kids. Our JV line last year got a lot of work, got a lot of experience. Hopefully that experience pays dividends to us this year.
Coaching staff. Who's on the Peabody coaching staff this year?
We have all but one coach back this year. So, the focus is to just keep moving in the direction that we did last year. We went from 3-8 to 8-3. We don't want to take steps backwards. So the fact that the cohesiveness of the coaching staff is back, hopefully will show, and the experience of us working together will hopefully help us in crunch time.
Players were telling me that they thought their big game last year, a highlight, was the Lexington game.
Absolutely. That was probably one of the best high school games I've ever been a part of. Unfortunately for us, we're the only Division I team in our league. So the fact that we don't really have any Division I teams on our schedule prior to the MIA game leaves a big question mark as to how we'll do. And having Lexington be that first D1 game last year and to go round for round with them in a high-scoring event and to be able to pull it out in the end was very emotional for our team.
Coach, any other thoughts as you enter this season here at Peabody?
I'm very excited coming in. We have Beverly on our schedule now. We have Marblehead on our schedule now, two teams we haven't played the last couple of years. And anytime you play a new team, there's that excitement of, what do they bring to the table and how will we match up with them, along with, the big rivalry games that we've kind of, have become rivalries, with Danvers and Classical and English. The schedule's got enough in there for our kids to be mentally and physically prepared for battles week in and week out.
All right, Coach, always good talking with you. Good luck this season.
Thank you very much.
Mark Betancourt, head football coach, Peabody High School on MSONewsSports.com.